safe upon the solid rock, the ugly houses stand. Come and see my shining palace built upon the sand." Unquote. In 1920, some 14 years before she spoke these words to members of the U.S. Congress, Edna St. Vincent Millay wrote them at the start of the second part of her prize-winning poetic masterpiece, A Few Figs from Thistles. She had come to Washington, D.C. to urge congressional support for legislation to give women equal rights with men in all facets of learning, earning, and political determination, which they still lacked. It's taken 80 years since for that deprivation to be successfully addressed and signed into law by our current president, Barack Obama. Sad to say, the literary greatness enjoyed by this once most celebrated American poet has diminished with today's literati and poetry lovers, but not with this pundit, who is proud to share one of Millay's least known and most relevant poems on this year's crucial Memorial Day observance. It's aptly titled Conscientious Objector. "I shall die, but that is all that I shall do for death. I hear him leading his horse out of the stall. I hear the clatter on the barn floor. He is in haste. He has business in Cuba, business in the Balkans, many calls to make this morning. But I will not hold the bridle while he cinches the girth. And he may mount by himself. I will not give him a leg up. Though he may flick my shoulders with his whip, I will not tell him which way the fox ran. With his hoof on my breast, I will not tell him where the black boy hides in the swamp. I shall die, but that is all that I shall do for death. I am not on his payroll. I will not tell him the whereabouts of my friends, nor of my enemies either. Though he promise me much, I will not map him the route to any man's door. Am I a spy in the land of the living that I should deliver men to death? Brother, the password and the plans of our city are safe with me. Never through me shall you be overcome." As we read these words, there are those leading death's horse toward the stall door. Political manipulators are plotting mischief in the name of freedom. Their passwords are democracy and defense, but their reasons are petroleum and profit. And it's time for America's veterans of all past and present wars, who know the true price of these and who will be asked to pay it, to become vocal, conscientious objectors, who refuse to give death another leg up, anyone's. On this crucial Memorial Day, it's time that all veterans, past and present, of all America's wars, told our pro-war political leaders, the next time you want this nation to fight a war for any reason, you go first.